Welcome to Geography 101, the podcast where landscape explains history, geography reveals identity. I'm your host, Daniel Lucas, and today's episode takes us to the United Kingdom, a nation whose geography has profoundly influenced its culture, politics, economy, and global role. As an island country with a varied terrain and long coastline, the United Kingdom has shaped as much by the seas as by its land. From rolling countryside, the rugged highlands, every region tells a distinct story. Let's begin our exploration. The United Kingdom is located off the northwestern coast of mainland Europe. It consists of four countries, England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland. The nation is surrounded by the Atlantic Ocean and the North Sea and the Irish Sea. Its island's geography has played a key role in its historical development. Separation from continental Europe provided both protection and opportunity. England's occupies the southern and central portion of Great Britain. It is characterized by lowland plains and gentle rolling hills. These landscapes supported early agriculture and then settlement. Fertile soil helped England develop a strong agrarian economy. Geography made England the population and political center of the UK. Scotland lies in the north and dominated by the rugged terrain. The Scottish Highlands are known for mountains, deep valleys, and lochs. These features limited large-scale farming and settlement. Geography preserved strong regional identity and clan culture. The landscape shaped Scotland's distinct historical path. Wales is located west of England and is largely mountainous. Its terrain made travel and communication historically difficult. Geography helped preserve the Welsh language and culture. Mining and sheep farming became important economic activities. The land influenced both resilience and independence. Northern Ireland occupies the northeastern part of the island of Ireland. It features rolling hills, fertile farmland, and inland lakes. Lough Neagh is the largest freshwater lake in the UK. Geography supported agriculture and rural settlement. The region's positions influenced political and cultural connections. The United Kingdom has an extensive coastline. Coastal access encouraged fishing, trade, and naval power. Natural harbors supported port cities like London and Liverpool. Geography made maritime activity central to national identity. Sea access helped to the UK become a global trading nation. The British Isles experienced a temperate maritime climate. Mild temperatures prevail throughout the year. Rainfall is common, especially in western regions. Geography moderates extreme weather conditions. This climate supports green landscape and agriculture. Rivers play a vital role in the UK's geography. The River Thames flows through London and southern England. It is historically served as a transportation and trade route. Settlements grew along riverbanks. Geography encouraged urban development near water. The River Severn is the longest river in the United Kingdom. It flows through both Wales and England. The river basin supported early industry and agriculture. Geography connected regions economically. Rivers helped to unify the country. Mountains in the UK are most found in Scotland and Wales. Ben Nevis is the highest peak in the UK. Mountainous terrain limited farming, but encourage grazing. Geography shaped rural economies. This landscape remained iconic symbol of the national identity. The pen is form of natural backbone across northern England, often called the spine of England. They divide east and west. The hills influenced climate and settlement patterns. Geography created distinct regional differences. Transportation routes adapted to the terrain. The Lake District is a prominent geographic feature in Northwest England. It is known for lakes, hills, and valleys. Tourism thrives in this region. Geography inspired literature and art. Natural beauty become an economic asset. Scotland's lochs are a defining geographic element. Loch Ness is the most famous among them. These freshwater lakes were formed by glacial activity. Geography shapes waterways and landscapes. Glaciers left lasting marks on the land. Glaciation played a major role in shaping UK's terrain. Ice sheets carved valleys and hills. They deposited fertile soils in lowland areas. Geography created agriculture advantage. Post-glacial landscape defined modern Britain. The UK soils vary by region. Southern England has fertile clay and chalk soils. This supports arable farming. Geography influences crop selection and land use. Agricultural patterns follow soil quality. Coal deposits were historically important to the UK. Mining regions developed in Wales and Northern England. Geography fuels the Industrial Revolution. Access to resources drove urban growth. Industry reshaped landscape and communities. The Industrial Revolution transformed British geography. Cities expanded rapidly near coal and waterways. Rural populations migrated to urban centers. Geography determined industrial hubs. Economic power followed the natural resources. London's location is geographically strategic, positioned along the Thames near the sea. It became a global port. Geography supported commerce and governance. London grew into a financial center. Its success is deeply tied to location. The UK's island status, or the UK's island status, influenced defense strategies or strategies. Natural water barriers reduce invasion risk. Naval power became priority. Geography encouraged shipbuilding and exploration. Sea dominance shaped national security. The North Sea is economically important to the UK. It contains oil and natural gas reserves. Offshore energy contributes significantly to the economy. Geography provided access to resources. Energy extraction reshaped coastal regions. The Irish Sea separates Great Britain from Ireland. It facilitated trade and cultural exchange. Geography also created political divisions. Maritime routes shaped relationships. Sea crossing linked communities. Climate differences exist within the UK. Western regions receive more rainfall. Eastern areas are drier. Geography influences farming practices. Regional climate affects daily life. Agriculture varies across the country. Arable farming dominates the south and east. Livestock farming is common in upland areas. Geography determines food productions. Land use follows terrain. Forests once covered much of the UK. Deforestation occurred as a population grew. Geography influenced settlement expansion. Modern conservation efforts aim to restore woodlands. Land management remains a priority. The UK's biodiversity reflects its geography. Coastal ecosystems support marine life. Moorlands and wetlands have unique species. Geography creates ecological variety. Conservation protects these environments. Transportation networks adapt to geography. Roads and railways follow valleys and plains. Mountains require tunnels and bridges. Geography challenges infrastructure planning. Engineering overcomes natural barriers. Urbanizations in the UK mirrors geographic opportunity. Cities grew near rivers, ports, and resources. Geography concentrated population centers. economic hubs form naturally. Modern cities still reflect these patterns. The Channel Tunnels link the UK to mainland Europe. Geography once isolated the island nation. Engineering overcome natural separation. The tunnel reshaped trade and travel. Geography can be transformed or transformed by innovation. Coastal erosion affects parts of the UK. Soft cliffs are vulnerable to the sea. Geography demands shoreline management. Climate change increases risk. Protection strategies vary by region. Flooding is a recurring geographic challenge. Low-lying areas near rivers are vulnerable. Geography requires flood defenses. Engineering solutions protect communities. Water management is essential. The UK's weather is influenced by the Gulf Stream, warm ocean, current moderate temperature. Geography prevents extreme cold. This supports year-round habitation. Climate stability shapes settlement. Islands like the Hebrides or Orkney add complexity. These islands have distinct cultures. Geography preserves local traditions. Isolation shapes community life. Island geography remains influential. Scotland fjords like sea lots aid navigation. These deep inlets provide a natural harbor. Geography supported fishing and trade. Coastal settlements flourish. Maritime life shaped culture. West valleys shape industrial communities. Coal mining towns develop in our valleys. Geography limited expansion. Communities grew close knit. Landscape shaped social structure. The UK's national parks protect diverse landscape. These include mountainous coasts and moorlands. Geography supports tourism and recreation. Prevention balances development. Natural beauty drives visitation. Weather system arrived from the Atlantic. Storms affect western regions first. Geography determines weather patterns. Coastal exposure influences climate. The sea shapes daily conditions. Sea or soil erosion affects agricultural areas. Geography influences sustainability practices. Conservation, farming increasingly important. Land stewardship protects productivity. Geography demands responsible use. Population density varies widely. England is more densely populated than Scotland. Geography limits settlement in rugged areas. Urban concentration reflects land suitability. Distribution affects service and planning. The UK's rivers rarely freeze. Mild climate allows year-round navigation. Geography supports consistent trade. Waterways remain valuable. Rivers connect regions efficiently. Tourism relies heavily on geographic diversity. Historic cities attract visitors. Natural landscape draw outdoor enthusiasts. Geography supports multiple industries. Tourism depends on preservation. Cultural identity aligns with geography. Landscape influences tradition and language. Regional pride remains strong. Geography reinforces identity. Place shapes belonging. Food traditions reflect the land. Coastal regions emphasize seafood. Rural areas focus on meat and dairy. Geography determines ingredients. Cuisine mirrors environment. Renewable energy development depends on geography. Wind farms utilize coastal exposure. Hydropower uses rivers and elevation. Geography supports sustainable energy. Natural features enable innovation. Urban planning adapts to historic geography. Ancient street layouts remain. Rivers constrain expansion. Geography influences modern design. Cities grow around old foundations. The UK's future is tied to geographic resilience. Climate adaptation is essential. Coastal protection will increase. Geography requires long-term planning. Sustainability depends on land awareness. Migration patterns reflect geographic opportunities. Cities attract newcomers, rural areas change slowly, geography influences movement, economic centers draw populations. The UK's geography shaped its global influence. CSS enabled exploration, trade routes expanded reach, geography supported empire building, land, sea drove expansion. Education and research benefit from geographic concentration. Universities cluster in historic cities, geography supported intellectual hubs. Knowledge spread along trade routes, place shape progress. Regional development addresses geographic imbalance. Infrastructure improves connectivity. Geography still creates disparities. Policy aims to bridge gaps, land shapes opportunity. The United Kingdom's geography tells us the story of adaptation. Land and sea shape culture the power. Mountains preserve identity, rivers build cities, and coasts open the world. Geography remains central to the national life. The landscape continues to guide the nation's futures. The United Kingdom may be small in size, but the geography has had an outsized influence on its history and a global role. From island defense to fertile plains and the rugged islands, the land has shaped how people live, trade, and connect with the world. Understanding the United Kingdom means understanding how geography widely directs destiny. Thank you for listening to Geography 101, part of the Universal Podcast Network. Until next time, keep exploring, because every place is shaped by the land beneath it. Merdeka people, see you soon.